Hey guys, welcome to another podcast of tabletop discussions between Brittany
and Manny.
Today we are going to talk about doing the work to find the love that you want.
That is doing the work to find the love that you want.
So sit back, relax as we dive into this topic. It's going to be a
jam-packed episode, so buckle up and get ready. Okay, we're back. So we were talking about doing this podcast on doing the work to find the love that you want. So we hypothesized a couple of things that you need to evaluate your past relationships. Second, you should evaluate yourself, aka I like to call looking in the mirror. The third thing is what I like to call healing and forgiving. The fourth topic is preparing to invite the energy into your life. And the fifth thing that we want to discuss is how to implement these four strategies in order to move forward, in order to position yourself to find the love that you want. So we're going to start with the first one, which is evaluating your past relationships. I guess when I look at this from a bird's eye view, because we've all had past relationships, I guess you have to look at it from beginning to end, but take a lot of the emotion out of it and just look at the situations as they happen. For everything that a person may have did to you or made you feel, there were certain moments and certain like turning points where there were certain flags or different things that you could have stopped something from happening, said something about something that was happening, or just totally walked away or prevented something from happening. But for whatever the reason, you allow certain things to continue or escalate that put you in this situation that you're in. And when a relationship ends, no matter who was the good person, who was the bad person in the relationship, I feel like either way, it didn't work. So when you look at it, it's considered a failed relationship. So when you look at it, you should look at what did work in that relationship. What did I do personally that I'm proud of myself that I was able to do? I might not have got the right or intended results, but I know I was on the right track or onto something. Because some people just aren't receptive to the love you bring, which steers us back to the love languages. But some people are just not receptive. It doesn't mean you were doing something wrong. Some people are just not compatible. So what do you feel, Brittany, about evaluating past relationships?
I think evaluating past relationships helps you to see the things that, first, you don't want to allow moving forward in your next relationship. And then it also helps you to see things for what they were within that relationship. And I think sometimes, like you said, we ignore red flags because we just kind of want to turn a blind eye to it. But I remember a therapist of mine, she said something really interesting. She was like, sometimes you have to take the rose-colored glasses off and you have to see things for what they really are and not see things for what you want them to be. So I think lots of times once we get out of relationships, we're so quick to try to be like, I just want this over with. I never want to think about that. But I don't necessarily think that that's healthy. I think it is healthy to evaluate what has happened to you within that relationship. It's like you have to learn to sit within your feelings. And a lot of people, they don't do that. They don't want to sit in their feelings and they don't want to analyze what has happened and why it has happened. And sometimes it's really uncomfortable. It can be very uncomfortable to sit with yourself and try to see the things that did not go right. So with saying all of that, that leads us to our second point. Evaluate yourself. also known as looking in the mirror. And evaluating yourself is not necessarily just being hard on yourself, saying, if I only did this, or if I only did that. It's sometimes looking at yourself and kind of giving yourself a pat on the back for maybe leaving a situation that was not healthy for you. Like, sometimes you have to extend grace to yourself. And extending grace to yourself, you know, means that maybe you got out of a situation that was toxic. Maybe you got out of a situation that you knew was stagnant. It was not going anywhere. So I feel like you have to evaluate the good and the bad when it comes to looking at yourself in the mirror. What do you think?
Oh, I actually agree with that, because I know getting out of a relationship, some of that, I just actually literally stared in the mirror. But I'll just like stare in the mirror and I'll just look and say, how has this relationship changed me? How has it altered me, my perception? What bad habits did I learn in this relationship that I was carrying over or carrying on? And what can I do to rectify or eliminate that? Because sometimes you don't know you're picking up bad habits, mm-hmm. or things like that. So you have to like really, really look at it to actually say, did I really give everything I could to this? And if I did, what do I have left? Mm-hmm. Because sometimes some people give so much, it's like they don't know they don't have anything left. They're on empty. Mm-hmm. And then they try to continue moving forward.
Yeah.
But there's nothing in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
So I know for me, I had to sit there and actually like really, really like look at it and say, why did I stay so long?
Mm-hmm.
What was I trying to prove? Because my thought on relationships, I'm like, there's some people that the first real relationship they had, it worked. And they've been together 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's all of the rest of the people that have tried it numerous times and it hasn't really worked, which means we have a poor success rate.
Yeah.
But the beauty about a wonderful relationship is once you get it, you forget about all the failures. They don't matter anymore. It's kind of like, it's just, you won.
Mm-hmm.
So that leads us into discussing when we look at ourselves in the mirror, also looking at that other person and what role they played in the relationship going the way that it did. And that leads us to our third topic, which is healing and forgiving. But before we get into that topic, let's just take a break for our sponsor.
All right, guys. So topic number three is healing and forgiving. And this is where I feel like your real work really begins. With healing, that could be a number of things that you do to try to help yourself get back on path. It could be therapy. It could be talking to friends and family. It could be talking to a trusted spiritual advisor. I know that for me, healing comes with me like kind of finding solitude at times with myself and therapy. So I've done a lot of therapy just for my own personal reasons, but I feel like after a breakup, therapy is very therapeutic because you get an unbiased opinion from someone and you can kind of take your emotions out of it. Because I feel like lots of times when you come out of relationships, you're very emotional and you don't just take the time to just sit back and process everything without having an emotion behind it. So with healing, you also have to be willing to forgive. And forgiveness does not mean that you necessarily forget what has happened, but you're able to not let what has affected you or what that person has done to you affect your overall mindset. So, you know, once you forgive, you can kind of move forward without having any sort of reactionary, I guess, response when someone may bring up that person, or if you were to see that person, or if that person contacts you. Because you eventually have to get to a point in your life where, like, it doesn't have control over you. Because don't you agree that, like, sometimes people allow for, like, their past relationships to still affect them, and then that brings or that transfers over into, like, a new relationship that they're trying to have? And I don't think that it's fair to project your past issues and insecurities from failed relationships into a new relationship. It's not healthy.
No, I don't think that's healthy at all. And sometimes being that other person is like, you don't even know that the other person is doing that to you. And you can probably meet the love of your life, but just because you're carrying on that baggage, you won't be able to fully give yourself to that opportunity. As far as for me, I think that a major part of the healing for me, other than actually counseling and talking with someone, is to actually just really get back into the things that you enjoy. Or sometimes it's just certain things that the previous person just didn't like about you. And it's just like, if it's stuff that you like about yourself, continue to do it. If you love to talk and that last person didn't like talking to you, you should just keep talking. And, you know, I know for me, I had to start going outside and going places, and actually not going places like on dates and with friends, just going and just being out and just participating in life. Taking myself out to the date, to the movies, going to a nice restaurant with myself, going to walk in nature, sitting in the park, and it's just taking it all in, because I was taking me out. I was looking out for my number one. And I did that for a couple of times, so I felt whole again. Because I felt like a lot of me was stripped from me. And I wanted to learn to self-identify with myself. And I thought about the previous person, and I didn't want to hold grudges or be upset, because I feel that it just didn't work.
It didn't serve any
so
purpose.
So it's like, I'm not going to blame the next person for it didn't work. I'm not going to have a skewed view of trust, honesty, people being thoughtful, people saying they're going to do something and they're not going to do it. It's like, I don't hold that against the next person. So when I meet the new person, like when I met you, it's like, in my mind, I've never had a relationship before in my life. Because when I speak with you, when I see you in different things, unless someone reads me the facts or my bio,
right,
I wouldn't even notice, because I've let all those things go and I just embrace the now. And that's where I'm at. I don't continue to carry the past. I just embrace the now. I took the lessons that I learned and I bring it to now. And each opportunity, each person I meet, it just makes my passion stronger for finding exactly what I want and not settling.
I think for me, part of my healing was that I just took the time to be with myself. So for like a whole year, almost a year and a half, maybe about a year and 3 months, I just chose not to personally date. I just focused on doing things that were of importance to me and cultivating healthy relationships with friends, family, finding new activities to participate in with some, like, my girlfriends, you know. I just had new experiences that I did not necessarily get to have, you know, when I was dating or when I was in a relationship. Like Manny said, you know, the person you were with, they may not have liked to do certain things. So it's kind of like you didn't get to have those experiences. You know what I'm saying? Or the person didn't find value in something that you found value in. So it's kind of like that just got pushed to the back burner. But within that year and a half, I just did the work that was required of me to get to a healthy place so that I then could invite the type of energy and love that I wanted into my life. And that leads me to point number four, preparing to invite the energy, also known as the love, that you want into your life. And I think that does take some time, and it's not something that's going to happen overnight. I think a lot of people automatically get out of a relationship and they're like, I got to meet somebody new. I have to do it right now. Because that's because a lot of people are not used to just being by themselves. They're not used to just having that time to just sit with their own thoughts. And at times it's scary for people. But I feel like once you actually prepare for the love that you want and you go through all the long time, you go through all the emotions, like, it makes meeting that person 10 times better. Because like I said, when I met Emmanuel, I was ready to receive what he was wanting to give to me. Like, it was easy. There wasn't like too much resistance where I was like, no, I'm not ready for this. We were both on the same page and we were both inviting each other's energy into each other's lives, because we had both did the work to remove anything that was like a boundary, to release those walls and everything like that. Like, we had did all of that. So when we came to each other and we came into each other's lives, we came whole and we came free. There was nothing that was like keeping us from each other. Would you agree with that?
I totally agree with that. I think going through the previous steps of evaluating past relationships yourself, healing and forgiving, it feels like those are certain chapters of a book that you're actually like putting neatly into a bookshelf. That I felt that when I met Brittany, I had reread and went through all those chapters and took the main points and ideas and put them back on the shelf. And then I had this new book open to the page one with nothing written. Mm-hmm. And I was ready to write the new story, the story that has been happening every day. And I was only able to start on that page because I didn't carry the baggage and the things from previous people and mm-hmm. previous things. I just took the things I learned. So when I met her, I was able to say, hi, my name is Emmanuel. I'm really interested in meeting you. I'm very thoughtful. I'm honest. I'm trustworthy. I'm looking for someone who's the same. I also want them to be career focused. I want them to be a planner, to be organized, but still be somewhat spontaneous in order to keep things lively. I want someone to actually love and enjoy family and friends because it's actually important to me. Mm-hmm. It's like I want someone that can be like my equal or be my partner, that I want to be able to come to them with my own decisions and actually trust them enough that when they give me an opinion that I'll be able to utilize it. I didn't want someone that I felt like I was dating down, mm-hmm. that I have to mm-hmm. simplify things. Yeah. But all of those things will probably be based on me just going through those previous chapters and say, why can't I find a person that's this, 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 and this, and this? So I was able to open up the page of this book and say, from the beginning, this is what I need. And that was part of the healing and forgiving. So I'm not upset about people who weren't honest. I'm not upset about the people who didn't believe in me. I'm not upset about the people who didn't want to be with me or spend time. I'm just happy that they actually helped me to see who I really am and what I really need by not being or not giving me those things. So therefore, I'm at page one. I'm still writing this beautiful story.
Now that was beautiful.
Oh, it's a true story. Not based on a true story. It's a true story.
No, but that is exactly right. Like, when you are ready to receive that energy of finding the love that you want, like when your spirit is actually open to it, it's like you come with a clean slate. You're not gonna come with any sort of, like I said, walls up. You're not gonna come with any sort of negative vibes. Like, it's generally just gonna feel peaceful. And I feel when it feels peaceful, that's kind of like when you know, when there's no resistance, when there's no hesitation about anything, when it just kind of just flows naturally from the beginning. To me, that's a sign that this is what it's supposed to be. Like, finding the love that you want is not supposed to be challenging per se. Yes, you're gonna have to put the work in to get your mind from being in a twisted place at times, because you know, going through breakups can be hard. But once you get over that hump, like, it will be simple to invite that energy into your life. And you can't invite anything into your life if you have not allowed for those doors to open, if you have not unlocked that key. Because if a person tries to approach you and you still are stagnant and have these walls up, then essentially you could miss the person that you're supposed to be with. So I just encourage people to just take your time, do the work that is required of you. Don't try to rush, because if you rush, essentially you can mess up a good thing. And just make sure you are in a healthy place mentally for yourself before you try to do anything that will try to help you find the love that you need. Just make sure that you're in a good and healthy mindset and space first.
Yeah. So just remember that in life, anything that you do is not about the destination per se. It's also about the journey to the destination. Mm-hmm. So think about every time you meet someone or every time you need to do anything. Remember when you were in school and you had to take a major exam or a test? You didn't just go in there unprepared and just hope that you get a perfect score.
Right.
You did a lot of the work. You did the long hours studying, training, reviewing, because you wanted to do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a relationship. Why can't you give it the same effort you gave for that math test, where you studied all week? Or when you was trying to learn a foreign language, where you went out and spoke with people who spoke the language you were trying to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You were on other podcasts, you were on social media, different things trying to learn the language. You studied as much as you could. You went and you watched channels on TV in Spanish just to pass a test. But you're trying to tell me for the opportunity to meet the love of your life, you won't go through that work to prepare yourself to be ready to meet that person,
mm-hmm.
and actually be in a good position to accept what the other person might be trying to offer back. If that's the case, maybe you'll never find the love that you want. Or maybe you will.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that they never, like, that they won't ever find the love, but it'll always be a case of, like, settling at times for some people. Or, like, trying to chase the next best thing.
Oh.
You know? Sometimes that people do that often, try to chase the next best thing, or they just get fed up and they end up saying, well, I want, you know, I'm tired of searching, I'm tired of looking, and they just settle for someone who is not of their equal, or someone who they really, like, had no business being with in the first place.
Oh, to not be by themselves.
Yeah.
They call that FOMO. F-O-M-O. Fear of missing out.
Oh.
It's a real thing. But I guess they use it in the stock market, but I guess it can apply for here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some people, they don't want to. They start looking, oh, my clock is ticking. I'm like, is ticking whether you meet someone or if you don't.
Yes, that's true. That is really true. So we want to get you all's thoughts. Once again, share this podcast with friends, family. rate us. If you follow us on any platforms, leave a review. Let us know your thoughts about any of the podcasts that we've done so far. We're just trying to share our thoughts on dating, relationships. Eventually, we'll start adding other little fun topics in there as well. But we hope that you guys are enjoying us so far. We are having a great time recording these podcasts. Like we said, this is something that is new for the both of us. So, you know, we are learning as we go. So we hope that, you know, we will improve each podcast. But we definitely enjoy those of you who are viewing the podcast so far. So we hope that you continue to enjoy. You have anything to add?
Yeah, so I thought about it a little bit, and I just want to apologize for anyone that I happen to offend with any of my thoughts and words, but just know these are just my opinions. They're not factual like in a book exactly. It's just how I actually feel. And if it offended you, I guess you have to look deep from within yourself and actually think about why did it offend you. But that's not the purpose. We're just being open, having candid discussions. And it's also part of our journey for me and Brittany as part of our relationships. We're sharing our thoughts, not just with ourselves. We're actually sharing a snippet of the things that we do on a day-to-day basis with each other. That part of us starting our podcast in this format is because these are the types of conversations we have on a daily basis mm-hmm. that we figure maybe we should share it with someone else mm-hmm. because someone might need to hear some of these things.
Right. You know, we are all going through similar journeys, so it's always good to share information and to learn one another. So once again, thank you all for listening today. And we will see you guys next week with a new podcast. Bye.
Bye.